Will he or won't he? Months of anticipation and hesitation ended today with the latest Democrat to enter the race for the White House.
We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
Setting up a direct clash with President Trump over American ideals and values, former Vice President Joe Biden officially entered the 2020 presidential race this morning. In a video announcement, Biden lambasted President Trump for his response to the 2017 white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a counter-protester was killed.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides.
The 76-year-old Delaware Democrat laid out the choice American voters face.
If we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation.
With a long political career marked by highs and lows, Biden became one of the youngest ever U.S. senators, elected at the age of 29 in 1972. But tragedy hit just weeks later when his wife and one-year-old daughter were killed in a car accident. Biden went on to serve 36 years in the Senate, forming fast friendships with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including former Arizona Senator John McCain.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democrat. And I love John McCain.
But now Biden finds himself in a Democratic Party that has lately shifted left, favoring policies that counter many of Biden's past positions. Positions like his integral role in the federal government's war on drugs in the 1980s and 90s that led to mass incarcerations, and his support for expanding gun sales in the 1980s.
I haven't always been right. I know we haven't always gotten things right, but I've always tried.
The longtime centrist has since taken more progressive positions, but Biden is also guaranteed to face criticism by liberals for his role as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1991, when attorney Anita Hill testified that then Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas had sexually harassed her. Lawmakers from both parties then eviscerated Hill's testimony. Recently, Biden has also faced allegations of inappropriately touching women and not respecting their personal space. Biden didn't apologize, but said he would do better. At times gaffe-prone, this is Biden's third attempt at the presidency. His 1988 bid was marked by allegations of plagiarism. After a short 2008 presidential bid, Biden agreed to run as Barack Obama's vice presidential nominee. And while Biden helped to win over the Obama coalition of black and northern white voters that helped win the White House in 2008 and again in 2012, he faces now a serious challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and a host of rising younger progressive Democrats. President Trump took note of Biden's announcement today and the bruising primary that awaits him. Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe."
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
Today, Biden appeared ready for the fight. Leaving a pizza shop, a reporter asked Biden if he had a message for the rest of the world.
America's coming back like we used to be, ethical, straight. Telling the truth, moving it away, supporting our allies, all those good things.